My tripod's really just clinging on for dear life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like,
it's like, you're stretching me out. It's like when I try and get in my jeans. It's a bit of a stretch, but we made it.
Just about. Yeah. I hardly ever wear jeans anymore.
I do, a lot. I don't wear skinny jeans anymore. I wear flares and, like, yeah, straight jeans.
They're really nice, those ones.
Thanks, these are a pretty little thing, PLT. Don't really support PLT, though, anymore. Yeah, it's a bit controversial, but I bought these a while ago.
I like them.
Thanks. Grunge vibe. It is.
She's edgy.
I try to be. I am edgy. Yeah, all of a sudden, to me all the time is like, you're grunge. I'm like,
yes, I am.
I'm not a girly that can wear like pretty skirts and dresses. I actually feel like a milkmaid when I wear dresses.
I feel the same. It has to be like the right thing. Otherwise, I feel weird.
You don't want to walk around like covering and thingying. Whereas I just, if now I wear baggy stuff, I put on a pair of skinny jeans the other day and I was like, oh, this is not.
No, I don't think, I can't even remember last time I wore skinny jeans. I don't own a pair.
They were so on trend and now they're just gone.
Into the stratosphere.
Nobody wants them anymore.
No, they don't. Me and Shan discovered this week that we both really like Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Well, we discovered that in each other. We obviously both already liked Hamilton. But
we found it out within ourselves. And then we were like, wait, you do? Yeah, I do.
Because Shan put on a story that she was off and she was going to see Hamilton. And I'm not joking. When I saw that, I was like, oh my God.
Did you audibly gasp?
I literally was like... Hamilton
theatre.
Yeah,
I've always loved theatre.
I was like, so excited. Yeah, so
ever since I was a little girl.
Yeah, I am.
Josephine the Technical Coat. That was my shit.
I've never seen that. No,
my dad, if you're listening, hiya.
He's definitely listening. He's definitely
probably while he's washing up.
Tell everybody the message you sent. Yeah. Go on.
I'm embarrassed.
No, go on.
So, if you tuned into last week's episode.
No, the first episode.
Oh, the first episode. I mentioned just about, you know, I'm scared because he's listening again. I don't want him to tell me off again.
We were talking about vaginas and thongs.
Yeah. Dad, I'm sorry, I didn't say that. And then I got a text message from my dad like, love the pod, Shan, but could have done without hearing about the thong situation.
Yeah, we'll try and keep it PG just for your dad.
Just for dad. Just for all the dads out there. If anyone else is listening.
I bet he's the only man that's listening, probably.
Oliver listened a little bit.
Yeah, Harvey listened a little bit.
He was
like,
well, I'm not going to listen to the whole thing. I was like, just put it on mute, babes. Yeah. Put it on mute and just have it running through.
Just give us the download. It's fine.
We don't want you for all else, just your download.
Yes,
sorry.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what is today's episode about, Liv? Tell the viewers. all two of them.
Yeah, we've got two now. No, yeah. I'm joking. No, we're going to be talking about how to build a client base.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know about you, but it's a question I get all the time.
All the time. And I always do like updated videos, but I find I just say the same thing over and over again. And it's like, I'm repeating myself.
It's a really hard topic because it's so different for everyone. Like there's not a right way to do it or a wrong way to do it.
No,
it's like whatever works for you and like your journey and like where you're at,
because kind of route you want to go down. Yeah,
because if you heard in like episode 2 where me and Shan were talking about our journeys to becoming nail techs, you heard how different our stories were, and you know, the way we grew our client base was very different as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what today's episode is going to be about.
And we have questions. It's more, we're structuring this one a little bit more,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes, we are. So, are you ready to dive in?
Hi, I'm ready to dive in. Let's go.
So welcome to Nail Tech Natters, the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I'm Liv.
I'm Shan.
And we have a few updates to give you before we jump straight into the topic. So we have been talking about the podcast and what we want to do with it, because of course we like just sitting here and chatting, and that is what most episodes are going to be. But we thought at the end of each episode, we could do something called a nail tech spotlight, where we shout out one nail tech every week, and it'll be somebody that we admire or we think is doing an amazing job.
Look up to in the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just shout somebody out that we love.
Yeah, someone that's caught our eye and we think needs a little bit of a shout out.
Yeah.
They're in the spotlight.
Yeah.
It's about them.
So that'll be at the end of every episode. So stick around to the end if you want to hear this week's spotlight.
Woo!
Yeah, woo!
That's my contribution. Woo!
Right, so where should we start?
So, I've got a list of questions, so I'm just going to start from number one.
Yeah, I think if this one, we're going to do questions because...
A bit more structured, yeah. In it, rather than just all over, because I think sometimes you can just get lost a little bit, can't we? And,
yeah.
Like, I end up rambling, correction.
We end up, yeah, trailing off into the ether, so yeah.
So, I mean, the first question is, what are the first steps a new nail tech should take to start building a client base?
I honestly think that putting yourself out there, like, just get yourself on social media.
Yeah.
Whether that's, you know, like, posting on Instagram or TikTok, even if it's like posting leaflets around your local area, like, put yourself out there is the first and only step that you can take to start building the client base.
And I think it's hard with some people because some people find that so easy. Like, it's such a easy thing for some people to do because they're confident, whereas some people that are a bit more shy or don't find it as easy to be like, oh, this is me, this is my space, this is what I'm doing now, come to me. Because I know when I first started, I had like no confidence and I was just like, it's so weird because I almost wanted people to find me, but at the same time I didn't. I was like, I want people to book in, but I also don't, I'm too scared.
Yeah, I felt exactly the same way. Like, it took me a long time to like build it. I think I had one client for like probably like 3 months.
Yeah, and it's like a family or friend, isn't it? It's like your sister or your mum or something like that. Yeah. They just come and like they're your little guinea pig. But I do think I find a lot of the time when I've spoken to other techs about this, everyone always is like, okay, I'm gonna wait till this time and then I'll start showing my business. I'll start saying I'm taking in new clients.
Yes.
And I think we can almost become our own worst enemy of the fact that there's always something we're waiting for to start. But like Liv says, you have just got to but put yourself out there and start saying, I'm doing nails.
Yeah. And if you are, like Shan said, if you are somebody that isn't that lacks confidence in that way, I think that the leaflet idea is a really great idea. And I do think that posting on your local Facebook group is a good one.
God, yeah.
Because I think that it's a lot less daunting because you are, with your local Facebook groups, you're targeting your local area. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Instagram and TikTok, you're really putting yourself out there for like everyone to see.
I actually found though, saying that, I found posting in my local Facebook group more scary than posting on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Because I knew it was people around me.
Yeah.
I thought, oh God, what if I go to Tesco and that person's seen my post in there and it's really embarrassing. Yeah. And like, oh, what if my neighbour comes and she starts coming for her nails and she don't like them or she don't come back and then it's awkward because what if I run into her, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I always found the Facebook a little bit more scary, but I would honestly say that is the best way to get clients. Even though some people think Facebook is just for like older gals and older guys, like, you know, your mum and dad are on it and stuff. But
there's nothing wrong with that, with attracting like an older clientele.
No,
I actually think they're the most loyal.
Yeah, they actually probably appreciate the work and effort you've put into it too.
Definitely.
But like, I posted on my Facebook, in my Facebook local community group, and I thought, I'm not going to get anything from this. And I literally got like 4 new clients booking in just from one post.
That's amazing.
And I think as well, you don't have to put in. It is obviously better. The more you put in, the more likely people are to see you.
Yeah.
But I would say if you are going to put it in your local community group, even if you just put it in once, make sure you're using keywords like nail tech, builder gel, hard gel, whatever you're offering. So then if someone goes onto that Facebook group and wants to find a nail tech, they will probably just search nail tech and your post is in there and it will flag up as that. So if you're not confident, even just do it once and then from there you might get a couple of people find you.
That's a good idea actually. I never thought about it like that. Like even just one post can attract quite a lot of people. So that's what I think anyway to first start building a client base. I think you've just got to put yourself out there.
Yeah, there's things you can do and then there's things that you've got to be patient for.
Yes.
And the things you can do are like what you've said, leaflets, Facebook, social media, which we're probably in a little bit we can go more into the social media side of it, like what to do on Instagram, TikTok and things. But like I think there's also the other side where it's patience, it's word of mouth.
Definitely.
There's nothing you can do about that. You've just got to wait and hope that the clients that you've had in have really liked their experience and told family, friends and things like that.
Definitely. What's the next question?
So the next question, how important is branding and personal style in attracting clients? So this is where probably we can talk more about the Instagram and TikTok side of it.
I think there's two sides to this.
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, in a way, it is important. And I think that, like, I think that your presence and brand on social media should reflect who you are and your personality in person.
Yeah.
But also, there's the other side of it where it's like it's just social media and it actually doesn't really matter that much.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the sense that it doesn't have to necessarily be really put together.
It's finding that good in between, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of you feeling like it represents you and, like you're saying, it's for clients, but also not being too much in a way, like it not being too much on your shoulders, and then also feeling like you have to live up to that expectation you've set on social media.
Definitely. I've spent a lot of time mulling over my, like, branding and, you know...
Branding can be a huge thing that people struggle with,
Not knowing, like, whether it is right or whether it does reflect me, but then at the same time I'm like, well, it actually, like, doesn't matter because I show my personality online anyway, so it's...
Exactly, and I think, like, with branding your business, it's something that in the beginning you may not need to really think about too much, but I also do think it does help to attract clients in the way that it looks professional.
Yeah.
You look like a proper business and it's like, wow, this girl clearly knows what she's doing, so I'm going to go to her. But I also think, like, some people just don't care about that. Like, some people just want the nails doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's decided, it's personal to everybody, isn't it? It's personal to each nail tech.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, like, from my point of view, when I go on to somebody's Instagram and their branding is very, like, all over the place and they don't know, like, what they're doing and their Instagram looks, like, unclean, I'll be honest, it does detract me from it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
because it's like, if they're not organised on the thing that's showing their business, how are they going to be when you go to the appointment?
Exactly. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I'm definitely on the side of, I think you need to have... I feel like there's probably going to be some people listening to this that's like, that's not going to attract clients, but I do honestly think it does. Like, you've got your logo, like, highlight covers, all these things, in the beginning, doesn't really matter as much, but I do think if you look like you've got your logo, everything's concise, you've got your colours, you've got your fonts that you use, in your bio you've got the link to your booking system, it just makes people feel more confident in you, and I think it attracts clients rather than, like you say, someone who's kind of got a bit of a, they don't really know whether they're coming or they're going. They're going to be more attracted to somebody who looks like they've got the shit sorted, really, aren't they, than someone who's kind of like, oh, where's this going, what's going on there?
I 100% agree with you.
I think it's like,
it's hard because it's like, there's part of me that likes to think it just doesn't matter because it's just social media. But at the same time, you do have to view your social media as your business.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to use it for that.
It's like shopfront, isn't it?
If you're just wanting to use it just to put a bunch of nail pictures out there, fine. It doesn't matter.
No.
If you're not using it for, like, attracting clients or building, like, a brand for yourself... Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
No.
But if you are wanting to use it for that, it is important that you have some form of direction.
I think as well, because you were obviously talking about rebranding, weren't you? And, like...
Yeah, I've been working on my new logo.
Yeah, which... spoilers, I get spoilers. It looks great. But I do think that even... It sounds so silly to someone who just doesn't think it matters, but even choosing the colours for your brand. I knew straight away I want red, I want pink, and I want a little bit of purple and orange, and that is concise on my social media with the fonts I use and the colours I use on, like, my TikTok and my Instagram reels, and then also in my salon. Like, my salon's the same colours, and I think once you've done it once, you don't really have to worry about it again.
No.
It is kind of... I mean, don't get me
wrong. Unless you're like me
But I rebranded. Do you remember? It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
so I do think that you eventually find yourself and what you want your brand to look like. But
definitely,
it's not the end of the world if you haven't figured it out yet. You can change it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Mm. Like, I have changed a lot since I did my branding, and that's why I'm in the process of changing it, is because I don't think it reflects me anymore.
No.
And I actually don't think that I was ever 100% happy with it, to be perfectly honest. I think it was just like a...
It'll do. You add up.
But it looks put together. Yeah. So that's
and the
main
one you've
thing.
Done now is so much more you. Yeah. So much more you. I was looking at, I was like, yeah, that's like Liv.
Yeah.
Defo. But again, talking about that, like with our branding being so different, if I had branding like yours, that wouldn't be me.
No, because they would see your salon and be like, eh?
Yeah. I do think some nail techs think if I have the clean girl aesthetic, it's going to bring me in loads of clients, and it's not that.
No.
Because you will attract the clients that your branding is like. Like, for example, mine's more jazzy, so I do get the jazzier clients that get jazzier nail art, whereas somebody who's got a clean girl aesthetic might attract the girls who prefer a French or more simple nails. And that's fine, but that's where if you are being... not necessarily fake, but if you're not representing yourself properly in your brand because you're trying to fit a certain mold,
you're not portraying the right image,
and then you're not going to get the clients that gel with you, and it's if anything it's going to slow your business down a little bit. So literally just be true to yourself when it comes to your branding. If you like green and purple together, go for go for it.
Your face.
You go for
no
it,
offense
girl.
To anybody that has
green. Literally, if you, no, I'm sure it looks great.
Given Halloween, but I love that.
I looked at my ACOTAR books and I was like, green and purple, they're my favorite ones, we'll go with them. But it is literally like, if you want to attract a certain kind of client, think about that with your branding as well.
I would agree with that, because I think that you're so right. You do so many like nice jazzy nail art sets, and that is because your branding is like, it's
the more fun, colourful vibes. So they're gonna think this girl obviously likes fun and colourful. So definitely. I have some clients that come and want a French and come and want a gel colour, and they literally apologise. They're like, I'm so sorry.
I have people do that to me,
and I'm like, no, it's nice doing a little bit of everything. Just because you're not getting jazzy art doesn't mean your nails are any less nice or you enjoy doing them.
No, definitely
I like
not.
Doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
but I will say, this actually leads into the next question.
Oh.
What are some common mistakes new nail techs make when trying to get clients?
Ooh.
I think the first one, if you don't mind me going first.
No, go for it.
I think the first one is definitely when nail techs first start out, they think, reduce all my prices to literally 50% off. Hello, I'm a new nail tech, I'm doing 50% off. And I know there's different opinions when it comes to this of what people think is good and what people think is bad. My personal opinion, I actually spoke about it today in my workshop, that I said to the girl I was talking to, people think that if you first set up and you do introductory prices and the 50% off, everybody come to me, that's going to make you build your client base really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's honestly, the worst thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are then not only lowering your standards to what you think, like that you think your sets deserve 50% off, but you're also probably only going to attract clients that want cheap nails. Because then if a nail tech down the road does them £2 cheaper than you, them clients are going to go to her because clearly all they're after is cheap nails.
Yeah, I think that, like, I agree with you to a certain extent, especially now. I think even in the past couple of years, products have become a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
And there has been a lot more emphasis on... you know, nail techs and other beauticians are making the right money for themselves.
Yeah.
But I do think that in some ways it's beneficial. So I think that a nice in between that you can have is to discount like the first 10 sets you do. And then that at least gets people in the seat. They know that that is the only discount they're going to get.
Yeah.
And moving forward after that, it'll be full price. At least then you've got those 10 clients, and those 10 clients can give you more clients with word of mouth.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think it depends on your skill. If you are really unskilled and you are really starting from the bottom and your nails aren't looking great, they're not lasting great, I think it's hard to charge full price, because that's going to lead to people asking for money back or not coming back because they've not got the service that they paid for.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really difficult in between. Like, it's something that you've got to balance. And I think it's really hard to judge your own skills.
Mm.
I know that I, for the first probably 18 months, was charging way too little. I think even now I'm charging not enough.
I looked at my first price lift and I charged £15 for builder gel and gel colour.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
And now I look at it and I'm like, sorry, what?
I know. But even, like I said, even in the past couple of years, it's changed so much.
Yeah.
There's been so much emphasis on making sure that us self-employed girlies are getting paid what we deserve to be paid.
And I think the way you've kind of worded it to do that, I would say, is probably perfect for someone starting out, because you've got to think, if you're starting out and you're a new nail tech, your prices are going to be probably on the lower end anyway.
Yeah.
And then if you're whacking a 50% off introductory offer,
mm-hmm.
you're earning no money, and you still do need to, like you say, earn money, because products are so expensive now that you can't afford not to.
No.
And I think that if you're... And like you say, with the client knows that that one set and that one set only is discounted, it's like a taster for them. It's almost like a come and test me out and see. Because if you put out a 50% off, where does that end?
Exactly.
How do you decide, that one actually isn't going to be 50% off because you're wanting this amount of art? Like, I would say definitely do it that way, where you say you get your first set for X amount. I would say a good 20-30% is a good ballpark, because you're not lowering your prices, mm-hmm. because you've still got to be your own advocate of, I'm still a good nail technician, but obviously it's the teething issues and the start, isn't it?
I think even if it was like a case of use, like, so set your prices where you want them to be, if your skills were where you wanted, where you're going, do you know what I mean? Set your prices to reflect where you're gonna be, not where you are now, and then discount them.
Yes.
And like Shan said, have structure with it. Mm-hmm. Like, don't just do, oh, every set of nails is £10, mm-hmm. because like you said, where does that end?
Yeah, you need, like, to have an end date.
Yes, definitely.
Like, that's why I think what you've said is, that's how I would suggest that to any person doing it, because like we're saying, it's like the first set's off, so guess what, if that person doesn't like the way you do nails, or they aren't for you, they can't really come back and complain, because you've had it discounted.
Exactly.
So you were aware it was because I'm a beginner nail tech, and I always think that, be clear with your clients, I'm a beginner nail tech, it's going to take me longer, I'm not going to have every colour under the sun, mm-hmm. but will you be willing to be one of my first starters, because eventually I will get to the point where I have shelves of gel colours, and you know, I can do a nail set a little bit quicker. Like, you've got to have them boundaries set there as well. Yeah,
like we touched on that in, which episode was it? Was it the second episode, I think?
Might have been,
About boundaries, it's really important that you set them in place straight away. Like, you have to.
I also think as well, talking about boundaries, not to give family and friends discount. Mm. Like, when you're starting, or maybe when, you know, you get to a point where you've got a decent amount of money coming in. What?
I give my friends discount.
Do you? I don't. Sorry, guys.
I'm terrible, though. I'm like...
I've never, ever... I gave everyone introductory offers, but to me... obviously this isn't me saying anything about your friends, but I think, like, just looking at the family and friends discount, the reason I never have done is because, to me, your family and friends should be your biggest supporters. Yeah. That they're like, I want to give you the full price, because I should be the one supporting you, not like, if I went to one of my friends and I was like, oh, will you give me money off at your job, they're not going to give me any money off. Like, one of my friends works in real estate, she's not going to give me a house for 50% off, is she? Come on. No. You know what I mean?
No,
like, they wouldn't expect it, so why should they expect it from us?
It's very true.
We're doing a business, we've got a business. Yeah. Oh, they should be tipping.
Yeah.
No, I've said it first.
Yeah. I do agree with you.
Yeah.
I do.
But that's everybody's
personal
opinion.
I'm just a massive softer.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah. You're too nice, Liv. Whereas I'm like, give me a tip.
You're like,
£10 tip.
£10. Give it to me.
Never
now.
Happens, but you know, it's fine.
What other mistakes?
I would say, for building a client base, one of my biggest things is when people don't use their hashtags to the best of their ability.
Yeah.
Hashtags brings in so many clients, and I think people don't do it because it's an overwhelming thing.
Yeah.
But this is why you listen to this podcast, guys, because we're about to explain it to you. So
step-by-step guide.
Literally. Oh, we should do that. That'd be fun. Yeah. I always think with hashtags, people just hashtag like nails, hashtag biab, hashtag this, hashtag that. And I think you shouldn't use... God, back in the day, I was using 20 hashtags on one picture. Now I use maximum 5.
I'm 5 or 6, yeah.
Because you get lost, don't you, in all the other stuff. And the way I say it to people is, use your hashtag section like Google.
Yeah.
You need to think, what are people going to search to find this picture that I'm posting?
Sorry to interrupt.
No, go for it, girl. I like it. Hype me up. Go on, do it again. But I do think it's like... So say, for example... So if you posted a picture of some nails you did with pastel flowers, what would you hashtag as?
I would hashtag, first of all, nail salon Lancaster.
Yeah.
That's the first and...
Nothing to do with the nails, really, at all.
Nope. And then, depending on what type of nails it was, builder gel nails, I don't know, like floral nails even.
Yes.
Like, because you, it depends, because obviously we're talking about building a client base, so you need to focus. I don't so much focus my hashtags on that anymore. Like,
on the nail art or on the...
Just in general, like, I'm not building my client base, so I don't focus my hashtags for that.
Yeah.
I'm focusing my hashtags. Oh my God, I can't fucking talk. I'm focusing my hashtags to build my social media.
Yeah.
Which is a totally different ball game.
Yeah.
But when I was first starting out, it was always, the first one was Nail Salon Lancaster. Mm-hmm. And I think even now, if you type in Nail Salon Lancaster, I'm one of the first that comes
up. If you type in mine, Click Eating Nails, that's the first thing that come up. I always say it's like a rule of thumb. You need one hashtag for your location.
Yeah.
So like, we'll just use mine, for example, hashtag Click Eating. Next one is just like simply, or like what yours was, Nail Salon Lancaster, something similar to that, where it's your location.
Yeah, because you've got to think like that's what someone's going to type in.
Yes. Whatever people are going to type in. If you're a client and you're thinking, I want a new nail tech, what are you going to search in TikTok and Instagram? Nail technician in Click Eating or builder gel in Click Eating. Mm-hmm. So I always say one hashtag for your location.
Yeah.
One hashtag if you haven't included.
Just solely location.
I just do Click Eating.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I never thought to do that.
Yeah, but you can do like that. I've copied yours a few times, like Nail Salon Click Eating. Yeah. I always say, second one, what treatment is it? Because people are going to search for hard gel or builder gel, because that's so popular at the minute. So I always hashtag hard gel or builder gel, whatever that picture's going up of, whatever treatment I've done.
Yeah,
then I will always do nail tech, because people are probably going to search like Click Eating nail tech.
Yeah.
So always nail tech. And then after that, because I'm like you, I'm also working on like with brands or like trying to reach just to like, you know, build my socials. I'll then hashtag, if it's pastel flowers, I'd do hashtag spring nails,
and I do that all the
hashtag
time.
Hashtag nail inspo, because then people are going to use your pictures as inspo to take to their nail technician.
Yeah.
And then that grows your following and the social media side of it.
Definitely.
And I would say they're the only hashtags you need.
Yeah, I stick to that many. Like you said, like, it's less is more with hashtags. It used to be more is more.
Yeah.
But now
it did.
The algorithms changed a lot, and it's like, you just want to just want to put in there what you need.
God, back in the day you'd be hashtag hand, hashtag fingers. Oh, don't hashtag that.
Hashtag finger fetish.
God, Dad, I'm sorry.
Harvey looks at my camera roll sometimes and he goes, "It looks like you've got a hand fetish." I know.
He does though, doesn't he? Yeah. He does. We could send them into some sites.
I know,
the
right?
DL. But it is those hashtags.
Yeah.
Just keep it simple. And I know I listened to one of Nail Order's podcasts, and they said in it, Laura said, they look for, or like some brands in the UK look for hashtag UK nail tech.
Yeah.
Because if you're wanting to work with a UK brand, which, let's be honest, Nail Order and Herb, they're both UK brands. They're probably one,
so
two of the biggest,
all.
Yeah, biggest growing brands in.
Shan,
sorry.
Yeah, go on.
But they're probably two of the biggest like brands in the UK now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hashtag UK nail tech, they're gonna be like, right, who do we want to work with? Let's look who's in the UK, and then that's under your picture. So then they're gonna find you.
That's a good one. I never thought.
Well, I didn't until I heard that, so I've started doing that occasionally. Not all the time, but occasionally I do.
Yeah. There's one more mistake I want to talk about.
Go on.
That nail techs make, and it's not focusing on taking good pictures.
Yeah.
Because I think that even if your nails look shit, if the picture's good, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, I know it sounds really stupid, but I think that you have to take good photos, and you have to learn how to take good photos.
It's your advertising at the end of the day.
Yeah. If you're taking photos with the hands at weird angles, weird poses, we've all done it. We've all been there.
God,
don't you worry.
I still struggle now.
Don't
if I'm
scroll
being
to the bottom of my Instagram.
I know, literally. I do. I'm getting more specific about what I post now. Before, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. It's a bit blurry, but I'll post it. Now I'm literally like, no, that's not in focus, or no, you can't see that properly, so I'm not going to post it. Like, it gets, I think the more you're on social media, the more like harsh you are on your content.
And because I think your audience is bigger, so you're sort of like, you're analysing your work a little bit more, because more people are going to see it.
Mm.
But I don't mean to say that you're that you should focus on everything being perfect. Like I said, if your nails aren't perfect, I don't think that matters.
No.
I think what matters is the picture being good quality.
Yeah.
I don't agree with every set of nails being perfect, because I don't think it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't want that to come across as like, you need to make sure that everything's perfect and how you're going to gain clients. That's not what I meant at all.
Clients just want to see what you're capable of doing, yes, don't they?
Yeah, as long as the photo is a good representation of the work, if yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, make sure it's just good quality.
Yeah, and take the time after, because I've been so guilty of like, oh, quick, she wants to go, yeah, 2 minutes, quick, da, 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 da. Now I've started being like, no, the it's more of a photo session now. Yeah. It's like, right, the nails are done. Now just sit there for 5 minutes, don't moan at me, and let me take your pictures.
Yes,
okay?
Definitely. I always say to my clients, I'm always like, you know, it's going to go in the grid when I'm spending like 10 minutes taking pictures.
Literally. But it is. It's a hard thing to get, yeah, to grips with. But and then as well, those pictures can like go on your stories. Like, you also need to be, yeah, using your stories so much, because definitely, more people see that than on your grid. Like, yeah, you want to make your grid look good, but on your stories, you need to be putting your availability up. You need to be,
yeah,
telling people like, hello, I'm here. Like, remember.
I think that's another mistake people make, is they... If you have a small audience on, so a small following on social media, that can make you feel like you shouldn't be posting those sorts of things,
yeah,
because nobody's going to see it. But the more you post, the more people will see it, because, yeah, the more you'll show up. So don't, just because you have maybe like 200 followers, don't think that means that you shouldn't post on your story and still utilize that, because I can guarantee it's still going to gain you something.
Yeah.
Even hashtagging on your story as well. Like, you can hashtag and make the hashtag really small so you can't even see it.
Yeah, I'll put it behind the photo.
Yeah,
or something.
Behind the,
yeah,
photo, yeah.
Yeah, I think stories is something that a lot of nail techs don't use to the best of their ability.
Yeah, definitely.
Because as well, it's like, were we talking about this, where it's like, somebody needs to see something a certain amount of time for
seven
them to either
times
buy it or like book in. Like, it might just be the seventh time that you've posted on, yeah, your story and they've thought, oh, you know what, I've seen this girl a lot and she looks really good, so I'm, yeah, going to book in with her. Like, it just takes that one little story every now and again that makes people think, yeah, let's, yeah, book in with her.
Because if you think, like, if you see something pop up on TikTok shop, for instance,
mm,
it's going to take me like a good 20 times to see it, yes, before I'm actually buying
but
it.
But I do eventually buy them.
I
it's
do,
so
yeah,
bad. I'll see it for the first time and I'm thinking, I don't need that.
Yeah.
And then like a couple of days later,
yourself,
yeah, I'm buying like an automatic dog ball thrower. I'm like, okay, just use your arm.
Yeah. No, yeah.
But yeah, I think those are like some really good things to kind of, what people don't necessarily do, but is somewhat good to kind of get,
yeah,
you to that point.
Definitely.
Defo.
More
so,
questions?
More questions. So, we kind of spoke a little bit about that. What type of content performs best for nail techs on Instagram and TikTok?
Ooh.
For like building the client base. I personally think it's showing your personality,
yeah,
because it makes people feel comfortable to then book in.
I think, yeah, my day in the lives and my client consultation videos, I think both of those lended really well to me building a client base, because people could hear my voice and see what I look like and see how,
yeah,
I interacted with my clients,
yeah,
and
a bit of your salon
way,
and
yeah,
what
the
like
way that I did nails and stuff, and I think that, yeah, that really helped. What do you think for you?
When I first started, I did a lot more content towards clients, whereas now a lot of my content on TikTok is towards nail technicians.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have people that, like, clients that will come to me that say they've come because they've found me on TikTok by searching Clecky and Nail Tech. So again, in your TikToks, whatever you're doing, just hashtag your area and hashtag Nail Tech, and then all the other hashtags can kind of be what you want.
Yeah.
But I have found, in regards to the client side, when I used to do a few client consultations, that was always the one that would do the best and would get the clients,
mm-hmm,
in. But again, it depends. Some people don't want to show their face on social media because it is such a scary thing. But
yeah, and there's other reasons why people can't,
yeah,
show their face,
yeah,
as well. There's so many different reasons, and if that is you, like, just know that you can still build your business,
yeah,
without showing that.
You can do voiceovers.
Yeah, you can do voiceovers,
captions,
and you can. Show your personality in different ways.
Yes.
You know, like, even if it's like a picture of your cat or your dog, or whether it's like what you got up to on the weekend. Oh, that was a good one. I was on the panel with Coral from I think her handle is Olush Nails. She's based in Cardiff, I think. Mm. And she posts, she's vegan, and she posts like her Aldi food shop. Oh. And she said that when we were on the panel, because we, this was one of the topics, was building a client base, she was talking about how those stories of hers tend to get the most traction because
that's mad,
because people like relate to that, don't they? And then people know that she's vegan and they know that like what type of person she is and what she stands for, and like that will then attract that type of clientele to her.
Yeah, it doesn't, like you say, it doesn't have to be your face.
It can just be
showing your personality through other ways. Even just like, you don't, your face doesn't have to be in it, but you could even just film you tidying your desk and it just being on the desk. Like,
yeah,
you don't need to, there are other ways to go about it, but I do think people think, well, I have to show my face in it to be able to build a client base.
No.
And you really don't. Like, clients just want to see a bit of a personality, maybe a little bit of the space, and the fact that you're consistent in your business, because if you go on someone's TikTok or Instagram like Nail Tech and they aren't posted for 3 months, you're not going to book in with them.
No,
because you're going to think, do they still do nails? Where's she
gone? Off the face of the earth.
Where is she? But like, I do think that keeping up to date and just the consistency of it, and all these little things that we've mentioned in this, they will all eventually, it's not going to happen overnight, it never does, but they all will eventually all click together, and you'll find that you have such a solid social media base that then clients can find you and go from there, sort
definitely
of thing.
Yeah 100%.
Oh, this is a good question.
Go on.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Paid ads worth it for nail techs?
Paid ads. I did one once on Facebook.
Did you?
When I didn't pay a lot for it. I think it was maybe like a tenner or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was
doing. You can change how much it is, can't
you? Yeah,
you
can, yeah. And I gained nothing from it.
I did it
once. That's my only experience.
I gained nothing, yeah. Isn't it weird though? Like, I think when you first start out, you think, oh God, I'm not getting any clients, so I'll just try this paid ad and they literally don't do anything. It says, doesn't it?
No.
5,000 people will see this.
Yeah. No.
All right, of course they will.
Exactly. And with ads, you have to really know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a direction. You have to know what audience you want to that content to be shown to. Like creating ads is literally a whole job in of itself.
Yeah.
Oh my God, of itself. I really can't talk
to you. It sounded like you were going to say
I really don't know what I was trying to say.
Oh my God, we both need a coffee, clearly. What is going on?
What was I saying?
About you need to know what you're doing with the ads.
Oh,
they are very specific.
Yeah, they are. You can't just willy-nilly, like,
put a little ad out there and get 10 clients from it.
It's not how it works.
No.
And I do think that, like, it can... I think that you see, like... I don't know if TikTok does this to you and Instagram, but it'll show me my work and it'll be like, boost this post.
Yeah, it's always boost
don't
this.
Don't fall for
no.
it. Don't do it. Like, no. You don't need to do that. And like I said, you have to remember that there's people out there that do that for a living. Like, it's their whole job.
What they've trained for is to do them. And we're just like, oh!
Yeah, it'll work.
A fiver. Yeah. It's fine. No, you're not going to get it. It's just a waste of money.
And you have to think as well, like, the ads that you see online are professionally filmed adverts.
Yeah.
Like, a video of your day in the life or a picture of your set of nails is not an advert, babes.
No.
It's just not. Like, people are going to see that and be like, eh?
Yeah.
What is this?
And it's not that it's a bad thing if anyone ever has done it, because, like,
we've done it.
But it's like, we don't want people to make those same mistakes that we did. Like, don't waste your money. Spend that fiver on a pack of nail files or something. Like, it's a con, I think. They really try to get you in there.
They're
like, if you click this boost button and pay us this, we'll boost your video. And it's like, hun, don't bother. I honestly think the secret weapon with building clients is just hard work and consistency.
Yeah.
And I do feel like, over like the whole time I've been a nail tech, I do see a lot of people that expect the clients to come to them, and it's not. It's almost like you've got to go to them and show yourself on social media and be like, I'm here and I'm going to be consistent with
Well, that's the thing, is how do you expect people to find you or know who you are if, like, there's so many people on social media.
Yeah. I think, honestly, the hardest thing about being a nail tech is building the client base. That's
100%.
Honestly, without a doubt, because you can fix everything else if you build a gel application in 10 out of 10.
Yeah. I think it's really difficult because I think that your client base feels like a direct reflection of your progress and your not your skills, like how good you feel about yourself. If you've got a full client base and it's consistent, you feel good about yourself. You're like, this many people want to come back and see me. They really like having their nails done. When that drops off, or when that's not building as quickly as you hoped it would, it can really feel like
it's because of you.
You can feel like it can really like knock your confidence.
1,000%.
I remember feeling that way so many times when I was trying to build my client base, when I was consistently trying to put myself out there and it wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Just know that if you're in that same position now and you're feeling really low and you're feeling really down about it, just keep going, because I promise you one day it will all just click into place.
Yeah.
Like it really does. Like it just happens. Like out of nowhere, it's just like, oh wait,
yeah
it's happening.
Because even like word of mouth, one person tells one person, another person tells the other, and it's like, wow, all of a sudden you've got like the whole family tree coming to all get their nails done. And it literally takes just one person. Like that's another thing that I don't really think we touched on with the word of mouth side of it, is when the clients leave, or if after that you don't feel comfortable saying it in person, if after they leave, send them a little aftercare spiel and then be like, if you loved your nails, I'd really appreciate a share, or I'd really appreciate you to let your friends and families know, because they probably think they don't need me to tell anybody. Yeah. But if you just ask, like, there's no harm in asking people, do it. Yeah,
you're not going to get it if you don't ask.
No, not at all.
And I think as well, like, you need to make sure that you, going along with that, you need to provide a really good service.
Yeah.
Because if you're providing a good service and not only pretty nails, I mean, you're making people feel comfortable, and you know, you're friendly, mm-hmm. and you're chatty, and you are just happy, people are going to want to come back.
That's,
and they're
so
gonna
weird
tell
that
their
you've
friends.
Said this, because guess what the next couple of questions are about?
What?
It's, what are some strategies to turn first-time clients into loyal repeat customers, and how can nail techs create a personalised experience that keeps clients coming back?
I love that.
So you've literally just kind of touched on that there, where you've said making them feel comfortable, and I think people think nails is the only thing they come for, and it's not.
It's not.
You need to be advertising your business as not just, I'm a nail tech that offers builder gel. No, I'm a nail tech wherever you work, whether it's a salon or a home, I'll just use mine for example. Like, you need to be like, no, yeah, I offer this amazing treatment, but guess what? You come and it's a private one-to-one studio. Yep. It's hygienic. I use all these safe, HEMA-free brands, etc. I clean my tools properly, and I've got a cute little dog. You get complimentary tea or coffee, yeah. and I've got the radio on in the background, and we have a nice little one-to-one chat. There's no one else in the room.
Can I come?
Just us. Literally, but like, this is what I mean. Yeah. I think people think it's just the treatment that clients are looking for, and it's not. You need to advertise yourself as like a full blown-out service.
Yeah.
Like, they're coming to you for something exciting, and you need to make them feel like you want them to be there.
Definitely.
100%. I have a lot of clients that are like, oh yeah, when I go to the high street shops, it's, you know, they tell me to wait 10 minutes and it ends up being 45 minutes, then I'm in and out and they don't care. Like, if you show your clients you actually care and want to do them a nice set of nails, they'll want to come back just from how you've made them feel.
Definitely, yeah. And I think that can be really difficult sometimes, because we have to put so much of ourselves aside to like create that really good service.
Yeah,
but you have to remember that is what your client is paying you for.
Exactly.
It can be really hard, like when you're going through something in your life and
100%.
You've got to just slap a smile on your face and make sure that everything, you know, goes
everything's
well for
good
the
and dandy, and it's really not. Like, you just think, but the way I do it is like, if I'm having a bad day and I just think, oh, but this is a new client, and I just think it's literally for an hour and a bit, and guess what, you'll be in it 5 minutes and you'll forget how you were feeling before.
Yeah.
And it's just almost like a, and off we go. It's like you're honestly putting on a mask of, I'm going to pretend to be this really happy person right now even though I'm not feeling it. But it is these little tiny things that people are like, I had a new client come to me the other day, and she left and she was like, oh my god, this is the most fun I've ever had at an appointment. And it's like, I don't think people realize how much of that they need. Like, yes, she loved the nails, but she was more buzzing about the experience that she'd had, and because she's comfortable. Then say, for example, if her nails chipped or didn't last as well as she thought, she'd probably be like, yeah, but you know what, she were a lovely girl and she's clearly passionate about what she does, so let's give her another chance, sort of thing. Or let's talk to her about it. And I think that's what some thing people don't realise is, yeah, your nails might be really, really good, but what is the quality of service you're also giving
definitely
clients?
Yeah, if you're, you know, if your clients are showing up and you're grumpy and moody, and
they can tell straight
yeah,
away.
Yeah, of course they can. Yeah. I mean, we all get tired 100%. And like we have like those appointments where we're a little bit lackluster and yeah. we're not like
I just
on
say
top
to
of
them,
it, but
I say
that
I'm
as
running
well.
On a 50% at minute, so yeah. you know, and you just make a joke of it and you're yeah. honest, you don't just try and hide it and be like, so what are you having for your tea? And it's like, oh, well, you don't care, you're not listening to me. No. So yeah.
And the thing is, if you do build that that good strong relationship with your clients, mm-hmm. when you do have those days where you're feeling a little bit low or you're feeling really tired, or maybe it's an evening appointment and you've been working all day, they're gonna be like really understanding. Yeah. And you know, a lot of the times when I like am feeling a bit meh, mm-hmm. I'll just say to them like, I'm just feeling really tired, so if I don't talk much, it's like just because of that. And then they just talk at me,
yeah.
and that's fine. And I'm like, yeah, you just let everything out. That
yeah.
is absolutely
you
fine.
Tell
I'll
me
listen.
Your worries, yeah. yeah, and I'll sit and listen. Because yeah. it is a lot as well, because you've got to think, we take on a lot of their emotions.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, we take on if something's happened in their life, yep. if something's happened with their family, like, you take on that person's sorrow, and like, yeah. it might even be happiness. Like, you know, it can be one way or the other, but it really does, like, affect you.
Yeah.
And is it Nails by Pip? She does those, she cleanses
she
the space.
It,
she
yeah.
sages, yeah.
yeah.
I have those little incense things that
yeah.
burn. But when I saw her do the sage, I was like, I need to get myself some sage.
Yeah, she's done a couple of good videos actually touching on that subject. Because
yeah.
it is, like, I think we're both empaths as well. So, like, mm. I just in general carry a lot of
yeah.
people's emotions,
like
I feel it in
yeah.
in me, like it's not just like a, oh, someone's just cried in front of me, it's like a, oh, like I feel your anxiety and your
you
sadness.
You want to take it away from
yeah
them.
Yeah, definitely.
I know I had a client, I think I told you over a voice note, obviously I won't go into it, but I had a client tell me some bad news, and after she left I literally got really teary.
Yeah.
And then I had another client come in and she told me something as well, and Oliver got home and he was like, how's your day been? And I was like, okay. And then while I was cleaning up my salon, I had just like a little tear.
Aww.
Because it was just like, you know, you get in relationships with these people, but
yeah.
I do think that's what it is. It's finding a balance of not giving too much of yourself so you're exhausted, but also making these people feel like you're not only their nail tech, you're someone that they can come to and just
yeah.
enjoy the hour and whatever time it is that you have with them, and
definitely.
They look forward to their appointment. So I do think definitely creating an experience that makes them want to come back is
yeah, the
important.
amount of tears that have been shed in my salon
God,
is actually
yes.
insane.
God, yeah.
And I keep a box of tissues next to me.
I need
all the
I
time.
Need some of them, yeah.
all the time. The amount of times that I've had to, like, stop what I'm doing and just, like, you know. Because I think that's another part of it as well. We'll move on in a second once I've said this. We've gone on with this
yeah.
one for
I mean,
a
it's
while.
Fine. We've actually got no more questions left.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Yeah.
I think as well, like, what plays into it is making sure that you know, if your client is going through a hard time and they're talking to you about something really sensitive, is to focus on that for a minute.
Yeah.
Because you just lifting your head up and giving them eye contact is going to mean so much to them in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it makes you run behind by 5 or 10 minutes,
yeah.
that does not matter, because you, in that moment, are that that person has chosen to be vulnerable with you.
Yeah.
And you have to take that time to be there with them and allow them to feel those emotions.
Yeah. Even if you just stop filing the nails for a second.
Yeah.
I did it the other day and I just rubbed one of my clients'
yeah, that's
hands,
what I do.
And I was like, oh, because I'm not really a hugger.
No.
I'm not a hugger.
I've never hugged Shan.
Yeah, yeah. please never do. But
no, I won't. Don't worry.
I'm not a huggy person.
No,
like,
that's
I find
fine.
It just very. And so, like, to me, even just rubbing this person's hand,
yeah.
like, to me, that is probably the most amount of, you know,
yeah.
I'm here for you, and you can just talk.
Let it out,
at
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
yeah. And that's when it's great, because eventually you job does become you just sit and you are a therapist, but
yeah.
like they say, don't the therapists have to have therapists? It's like, maybe
yeah.
we should all start actually getting therapists after
probably.
A few weeks of work, because oh
yeah,
I could do with one.
I know, honestly. Sometimes I feel like that as well.
I know.
Just to talk about what people have talked to me about.
Yeah, because it does, it really does weigh down on you. And I know this
yeah.
is obviously these are when your clients are returning clients and things, but that's why even just like you said, if you've got a new client and they share something with you that ain't great, even if you just look up at them for like them
yeah.
that first couple of like minutes while they're talking to you, I don't think there'd be worse than me sharing something with someone and feeling like I'm just money to them.
Yeah.
I'm just money, I'm just their job. And I know it is, it's a job, it's hard. I just think that obviously, I think it shows the difference between the really successful nail techs and the ones that aren't, if I'm being honest.
Also, it's just a difference in service, isn't it? Like, some people maybe are constantly have that professional front up where it's literally just a professional...
And it's just nails.
Yeah, it's just nails. Yeah. And I'm just going to do this for you.
And if that's what you want to do, then absolutely fine. If
that's a boundary you need, then...
Yeah, completely.
You do you.
But that's why I could never have, you see these girlies with, 9 clients a day. Are you joking? I'm spending 2 hours with the first one, calming her down. giving her a hand stroke. I'm like, you're good, hon. I ain't got time to do that with 9 people. I'm like, right, come on. Honestly. I literally don't have the time. But again, that's because I'm a nail tech where I would rather take a longer amount of time with less clients. Mm-hmm. Because that's the service I enjoy providing and how I feel I can give my best to each client. If I did 9 and I had an hour with each, I'd pack it in.
I know.
Couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that either. I would really struggle.
No.
7 is whoa.
I know.
Heavy. I feel heavy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I can't even form a sentence.
No. It does get to that point, though, doesn't it, where it's okay, just a couple more to go, and that's not on the client, it's just on us, our mental load.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Anyway, we're getting so sidetracked.
I know, as always.
There was one thing that I wanted to mention about how to gain more clients from clients.
Yes.
I never did this, but I think it's a really great tip. I can't remember who the first person I saw talk about this was, so forgive me. But it's refer a friend cards.
Yeah.
So if you give a current client a card with their name on the back of it, and say for instance it's 20% off or something.
Yeah.
So that client will give that card to their friend, and when their friend comes in, their friend gets that discount, and also the client gets that discount.
That is such a good idea.
Yeah, because I think that would build your client base so rapidly.
Yes, and that is a perfect way to avoid, because again, this is my personal opinion, but to avoid loyalty cards.
Yeah.
Loyalty cards and all those kind of things, I don't get why I don't understand it. It is kind of rewarding your loyal clients, but I just think,
I don't have them.
No, I don't have them, and I never have had them. I've never been asked if I do them.
I never have either.
No, and I think that is a perfect way to go about it, where it's if you just want someone, I would also say, you could even post on your story, if any clients recommend a friend to me, you and that friend will receive 20% off, but then I suppose the card kind of makes it so it's you've got to have that so I know that it's definitely you. But I think that is a really great way of doing it.
It's a bit more
everyone wins.
Yeah, everyone wins, exactly. I see it as that way. And you can do it as a limited number, so maybe one client can only do it 3 times a year or something like that.
Yeah.
Because you might... you'll be losing out quite a bit if you...
A little bit of money,
So I would put a limit on it, because otherwise you'll just constantly have clients coming in that have a million friends that are can I have another one of them cards, please?
Yeah, that's true.
And then
every
time they'll get 20% off.
Yeah, there's got to be a limit. But again, you'd think about that, wouldn't you? Before you kind of do it. But that is a really good way of going about it, because I do think, again, word of mouth and getting people's friends of friends, it's just easier. And as well, if you already like that client that's come to you and they're like, my friend's coming, you're almost well, I know your friend's going to be a vibe, because you're a vibe.
You instantly feel more comfortable
when it's someone you know.
When somebody messages me on Instagram and I'm like, oh, I know this person, I'm like, oh, fine, you're in.
Yeah, brilliant. You're at top at list. Yeah. Come on in. Yeah,
I don't really take strangers anymore.
You do. I've been taking a lot of my neighbours recently.
Have you?
Yeah, and it stresses me out.
I don't have any of my neighbours. I couldn't do my neighbours.
I haven't for a while, but I literally have had 3 probably in the last week.
That's crazy.
I literally live over at Road. I'm like, oh, yay.
Oh, my God.
Yay. I'm happy about it, but at the same time, I'm oh, God, if I run into you, and you don't come back to me, scary.
And then it's
kind of
weird, your neighbours seeing your house.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Comparing it to theirs. Yeah. I hope you think I'm clean. I hope it doesn't smell of dog.
No, that is kind of strange. I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Yeah.
Because if I was to do the leaflet thing, where I was to post leaflets, I would be going at 5 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oliver went to me when I first started, why don't you take some business cards into this little old people's home near Road? I was, why don't you take them in there and do that? And I'm like, oh, because I've got stairs. Like, what if they can't walk? And he was like, oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. But I thought, yeah, get old ladies.
You would have to go to the old people's home. Yeah, literally. That is something that I really want to start doing, actually, is like one day a week going, one afternoon a
week.
Yeah,
that is an option, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, because you can offer, most of the time, older ladies just want a gel manicure. So you can do that.
It's not too much, is it?
No, you can do it pretty quickly, probably in like 45 minutes.
Yeah, and old women's, I don't know about you, all like are my older women clients, their nails are like rocks.
Oh my
they
god,
they are,
yeah,
like so much stronger than younger girls. So yeah. I think it obviously shows, doesn't it? Like as you've grown up and you know your hands have got used to, you know, like whatever you do, digging soil or something, I don't know. Not that I do that. I don't just sit in my garden digging in soil, but you know what I mean.
Like, with claws. Like Milo.
Little shovel. Milo's like, I'm helping you, mum. Come on.
My God. I could just picture it.
Oh, just me out in plant pot. Like, ooh. Anyway.
Oh, that is so funny.
But yeah, I think they've been some really good tips. Have you got any more tips for building a client
I'm trying
base?
To think. I'm pretty sure I do in my brain somewhere.
Yeah,
but...
it's literally, I think it is. Everybody's got a different opinion on what the best way is. Everybody does it differently, obviously. If you're in a salon, you then can gain clients from the salon. Like,
oh, yeah, we never spoke
yeah,
about
that. Yeah, when I first started, I went to a salon because I was like, I know I touched on that in episode 2. But I, it was very much, I'll go to the salon because this is how I'm going to gain loads of clients. I'm going to get them all in.
Yeah.
And I got none from the salon. They were all like my friends, family, or friends or family and stuff. So I mean, obviously it depends, everybody has different experiences, but that is a way. Like if you did want to build a client base a lot quicker, you could look at working in a salon for a little bit. Good, hun.
Yeah, I've got a hair in my mouth. Don't know where that came from.
I was like, what's she doing? What's going on?
Sorry,
I saw you in my peripheral. I was like, she's having issues.
Sounds about that.
It's all right.
What were you saying?
But yeah, no, just about my salon. That I think some people, if you want to do it quicker, go to a salon because then at least they might already have a client base for that.
Yeah, but you have to be really careful because some salons want you because they want you to bring a client base in.
Yes.
Not because they want to give you a client base. Uh-uh. So you have to be careful about what salon you're going into.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend who I went to college with, and she ended up being in a salon. But she was the only nail tech in there, and it was like a aesthetic salon. So she did like the injections and stuff.
Yeah.
And not a single one of her aesthetic clients went to my friend for their nails doing.
Really?
Not a single one. She ended up, I think she was there for about 3 months and she didn't gain anything from it.
No, because I think if people are going there for aesthetics, they've probably already got a nail tech.
Yeah, I would,
you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
So then it's like they're not going to walk and see a nail tech and be like, oh, let's just ditch mine, let's come to you, because that's another thing with building your clients.
Yeah.
It's hard because people are so loyal when they find their person.
Yeah, they are.
Like when they find their nail tech or they find their lash tech or whatever, they are. It's going to take something for them to leave that person.
Yeah.
And I think now, especially now, one-to-one like home salons are getting so much bigger that everybody has probably got someone already. So it's just, you got to find someone that hasn't got a nail tech that can do the times that you're offering, that's okay with your prices and near you.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it's so difficult, really, isn't it? But
yeah.
I think, it's not necessarily always you that's the issue. It's
no, definitely not. Definitely not. I think, like, don't... If you're building your client base right now and you're a new nail tech, or even if you've been doing it for 2 years and you're still building your client base, that was me as well. So I 100% relate to how you feel, but just try your best to think as positively as you can. And one thing that I really tried to do when I was in that process was enjoy the quiet. Because I knew that it would change. I knew that I would get busy eventually because I knew that that's what I wanted. So just enjoy the peace and quiet. Enjoy the slower days, because eventually you're gonna want the slower days.
You told that to me, didn't you though?
I
remember you saying that to me, because I think I had a client move and I had a couple of hours spare, and you were like, enjoy the quiet, do other things. And like, now if I do have a reschedule or anything, I'll just either fill it with, like, put it on as last minute, which I don't really tend to do that often, but I will use it as social media time rather than it being my own personal time that I'm doing stuff in. So that is a very good tip, is enjoy the slow time as well. Everybody wants to be fully booked, but guess what, when you're fully booked, if you've got a client that's poorly and they need to reschedule, where are you gonna put them?
I know, I think that as well, because I like to keep gaps, because I think I like to keep like those days a week where it's like that little bit quieter.
Yeah.
So if somebody does need to move,
it's always good to have an extra spare slot. I think it's you're at your every nail tech. It biggest dream is, oh, close my books. Yeah. Sorry. And in all honesty, that is just like when you probably get to that point. It's like, why were I so bothered about getting here? Because I'm so tired. Like, you're going to be shattered, love.
Honestly, around Christmas time, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I needed that 2 weeks off. You didn't take 2 weeks off.
No, I didn't. I took off. And it was still a decent amount of time.
No,
though.
It was not.
Christmas Eve to the 2nd of January.
That is like, what, not even a week?
Yeah, but that's like the amount of time Ollie had off. Like, normal working people have a week off.
Harvey had 2 weeks off.
Did it?
Yeah. Because he works in construction, so everything
shuts down. Oh, yeah, but you guys were living it up.
I know, it was nice.
To be fair, though,
But we had no money because we're both self-employed.
Yeah, but I think you were 2 weeks, you were like, God, we can't even leave the house. Turn heating off.
Yeah, honestly.
Get your blankets.
Yeah.
No, but it is like, you expect to want all this stuff.
Yeah.
But then as you get there, you're like, whoa. Like, I was basically, like, nearly fully booked. And then I did an hour change, and now I'm trying to find more daytime clients because I've got more time in the daytime. So, really, I could have kept myself, but how I was then, basically fully booked. I actually really did myself over by changing these hours, but I actually did it because I needed it.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, I love being fully booked, working all the hours of the day. Hated it. And now I'm, like, building up my daytime clients. I've still got a few slots left. So, it's like, you're not always going to be fully booked, but that's not always a bad thing.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think that, like, you have to keep in your mind that it's something that is constantly ebbing and flowing.
Oh yes.
It's never consistent. Like, if you're a nail tech out there and you have a consistent amount of clients every single month, well done.
Please comment because on how something the f- for how the podcast fuck do you do that? I want to meet you.
Yeah. Because that is hard.
Yeah.
That is so hard.
Well, we were saying about Christmas.
Off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, Christmas for me was so busy, like, so busy. And then even, like, the first 3 weeks of January were really busy.
Yeah, yeah.
And since then, it's really dropped off, and I've been, like, and we've talked about it endlessly. I've had, like, a really quiet period, but I just have to keep telling myself that it's going to pick up and it will... Like, I've had, you know, various clients drop off for different reasons, like, whether it's personal or, you know, I've had one client go off traveling, one's, a couple have had babies, so I know they'll be back, like, maybe in a couple of months or so. But you've just got to keep in your mind that it's not, if you're keeping it consistent, well done you.
Yeah.
Because I think that most nail techs out there can't do that.
As soon as you feel like you're getting there.
It's
two people
happens.
Might leave and then you get there again. It's like one step forward, two steps back almost. But no, I wouldn't say it's two steps back. Let's say it's two
steps
forward.
It can feel like that.
Yeah,
it can feel like,
but
it's
like,
two steps back.
We had that conversation of it always gets to the middle of a month. So say, for example, we're in March now. Yes, correct.
Yes, that
we're
is
in March,
correct.
Right. Liv, are you lucky I even remembered today is happening, if I'm being quite honest with you, love? I'm all over the place. So like,
am I.
It's
don't know
it's
what's
hard.
With me.
It's hard. But it will get to the middle of March, and without a doubt, I would put my mortgage on it that I will send a message to you in the
put
middle of
March. Put your mortgage on it. I've never heard
I will. I'll put my mortgage on it. April, I will message you. Hey, Liv.
Yeah.
April's not looking good, hon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is it. And I do it every month without fail. In the middle of the month before, I'm like, oh, my God, I did it for this month, March.
Yeah.
And then now I'm sat here. I've only got two more slots available through the appointments or a Zoom call booking, like, two slots. And I'm thinking, well, if I have a client that's poorly, what am I going to do? You know, I'm
where the fuck am I going to
put him? Literally. But then I will do it this month. I'll be like, Liv, April's not, it's not looking good, hon. It's not looking good. But by April, it will be, you know what I mean? So it's like, you've got to almost, but it's scary because you're self-employed. But you've got to almost just trust in the process. But I said it yesterday to my other friend, Sophie. I said, by the time you finish worrying about 1 month, you are worrying about the next.
Yeah, it's never like, you're never worry-free.
No, you're not.
And if you are, well done.
You're not. This kind of turned into building a client base and also just nail tech tips of being fully booked. So it's a bit of everything, is this one.
Yeah. But I don't think I have any more like actual tips.
No, neither do I. I feel like it's... we've covered all kind of the broad, I'd hope so. And if not, someone could always message us and we can always do like a part two
yes.
episode or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, we can
but
do, yeah.
I do feel like we've covered majority of
I think
tips.
We have, yeah, yeah, definitely. I think that, like, you know, you've got to make sure that you're consistent on social media and use your stories. You've got to think about posting leaflets. Refer a friend scheme is a really good one.
Hashtags in your
hashtags
social media looking consistent.
Yeah, tagging your location.
Yeah.
I think those, like, four or five tips are probably, like...
The most,
yeah.
Stern ones that we would say definitely go from that. But again, like we said, if you're not building clients and you... or you're not fully booked, same, hun. Like,
yeah,
everyone is in this. Even the biggest nail techs on social media probably aren't always, like, fully booked, or it took them a while to build a client base. Like, it's just, it's such a normal thing. And again, I think the reason people think it's a negative thing is people are scared to talk about it on social media.
Yeah.
No one wants to go on the story and be like, oh, I've got a few appointments available this month, like, because it's seen as a bad thing, whereas we're here telling you it's not a bad
thing.
No, it's
absolutely not a bad thing. You don't need to, like, go in, like, telling people you're fully booked when you're not fully booked
it's
not going to benefit anybody.
No, it's not a flex.
No, because you're
not
going to gain clients, and... it, like, the other people on social media that you think are going to think badly of you don't give a shit.
No. And
I don't
just
care.
Yeah, I think that it's very much a... obviously, everyone's personal preferences, but I do think that building a client base is the hardest part of this job. And 100%. The hardest... yeah, so the hardest area of it is going to be starting up.
Yeah.
Because you're literally starting at zero. Everyone started at zero clients.
Yeah.
Everyone, so... it's totally normal.
Totally normal. She unlocked a new accent.
Australian. We're doing Australian there.
Australian today.
Good eye, mate. My sister's well good at accents. I'm crap.
I'm not very good.
Oh, you're not good. I thought you meant you're not crap. I was like, go on then.
No, I'm not very good.
Give me, like, South African. I love South African accent.
Yeah.
I've got a client with a South African accent. And it's amazing.
Oh.
That's amazing. But the thing is, I morph into them. When they leave, I'll start talking like them, and I'm like, Shannon.
It's like when I spend time with Lauren in Scotland, I'm like...
you turn Scottish?
I want to talk like her.
Yeah.
I'm like, why can't I sound like
that? Yeah, I want to sound like you, not like an 80-year-old Yorkshire man. Please and thank you.
Well, my accent's boring. I feel like I don't even really...
No, you've just got a very calming voice.
Do I?
Very calming, and you talk very well.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We should ASMR.
Oh my god, I would hate that. I hate ASMR. You've just, like, hurt everybody's ears.
Sorry. Love you all.
Anyway, let's do... so we're done, aren't we? Yeah.
Nail Tech Spotlight.
Yes, Nail Tech Spotlight. Tech Spotlight.
And the first one's a goodie. Well, they're all going to be goodies, but this is an extra goodie because we both love her.
Yes, we do love her very, very much. She has shown me support
a lot.
And you. Mm-hmm. And... the podcast.
Oh god, yeah.
100%. So not to say that we're only going to pick people that support the podcast.
No,
don't
no.
think like
it's
that.
Genuinely people that we both look up to or have admired or we should probably say actually who it is.
Oh yeah.
Everyone's like, right, come on, who is it?
Suspense.
Yeah, literally.
So it is Sophie from Sophie's Cute Nails.
Yes. Sophie is actually, and I've said this to her many a times, she is the first person I found on Instagram.
Yes, she's the first person
yes.
I found.
And I'll always remember it. The first thing I thought when I saw her work was, I am going to get my gel that close to the cuticle and that neat.
Oh.
She's the reason why I take my gel application, how I do it and how neat it is, so seriously, because she is incredible.
She is really good. She's insane.
She's one nail tech you'd look at and think she never has any issues. She is perfect every set, because every set she does is just absolute perfection.
It's
beautiful.
Yeah, insane. I found her first on... I think I actually only recently started following her on Instagram.
Yeah.
I found her on TikTok first. She
Did
was
you?
Literally probably one of the first nail techs that I saw doing, like, day in the lifes. And I loved watching them. Like, seeing her do, like, 9-10 clients in a day. Yeah, she is the sweetest person that you've ever known.
I have honestly messaged her so many times, and I'm like, I wish I could start my day as positive as you do.
I know.
And I mean, she's, you know, she'll probably, like, say she's not all... no one ever starts a day off positive every single day, but she is just... if I go on my Instagram and I see that she's posted a story, I'm like, I'm ready to see what she's doing with the day. I'm ready to see how she's feeling. And even when I see her things where she's like, If you're not feeling good today, the sun is shining a bit. And I'm just like, you know what, Sophie? Yeah. She just puts me right in that little positive mindset.
I know, she does that for me as well. She really is like the sweetest person and the most supportive person ever.
Oh, she's always got time for you as well. Always. She is just really good. So, yeah, please check out her Instagram and her TikToks because she does so many days in the life now, doesn't she?
Really,
she's a content queen.
Yeah, every day pretty much I feel like she does one.
And her accent as well is good too. She's so posh. I wish I could talk like that.
I think she's based in London, isn't she?
I think so. She's just gone self-employed. Well, not just, but she's self-employed now. She won't be forced to slay for that.
I know. And she's still managed to keep like most of her client base.
I'm not surprised. Really not at all. She's amazing.
The amount of clients she does in a day is actually...
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. She's always done that though, so I don't think she's ever known any different.
No. And I think that she was sort of maybe forced to do that because she worked in a salon. Like, she needed to constantly be...
Yeah, because some salons are literally like, go, go, go.
Yeah. I think I've seen her post a couple of times that she's enjoying having like a shorter day sometimes now.
And I love that.
Yeah, I love that for her.
I know, and she always meets a partner for
dinner.
Oh God, every time I see her, I'm just like, I'm actually going to cry.
Her house looks so cute as well.
And, oh, I messaged her that. I literally said to her, I want to live in your house. I was like, can I come move in? And she was like, happily. I thought, you'll regret saying that one as soon as I get there.
Bring Milo with you.
Yeah, literally. She would like, love Milo. Hey, hen. Oh yeah, she would. But anyway, please check her out. She's incredible.
She is insane. I'm pretty sure on both TikTok and Instagram it's just Sophie's Cute Nails.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll probably tag her in the
we'll put pictures up on the screen and tag her down below. So yeah, that's our first nail tech spotlight.
Oh, I'm excited.
We love her. Please go and show her all of the love.
But yes, I feel like that's a good...
Yeah, we're done.
We're wrapping up now?
Yeah.
We're still learning as we're going, guys.
Yes, we are.
I'm looking at Liv like, done?
Are we done? Yeah.
You're in charge, come on. I'm just here for vibes.
She sometimes does look at me like...
I do, I'm like... are we done? Are we... What's next? Tell me.
So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Yes. We kept it shorter.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah, just over an hour this time.
Yeah.
Instead of like 2 hours, God.
Honestly. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. We will catch you next week. Make sure you follow us on...
Instagram, TikTok, Nail Tech Natters. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
I'm looking at you like, oh God.
Yeah, follow us on TikTok, Instagram. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube and push the bell notification so you're notified whenever we upload.
When it uploads on time and properly and technology doesn't get in the way.
Annoying technology. But yeah, we're done.
All finished. Yeah. Thanks for listening or watching.
Bye, see you
Bye,
next
guys.
Friday.
Bye.